the rest of your life is a fucking nightmare. I hate my wife. God damn it. I wish I was with you kids. Dude, getting fucked up as a coach and spilling the beans to the kids in the locker room. Like, God damn, the pussy you guys could get if I was in your school.
What about this girl? You guys like her? Oh, just curious.
See some of those cheerleaders. Those fucking cheerleaders, they're growing up, huh? I'd be like, what do you boys think of that? That's my dream. We were hanging out at the pool earlier and we watched a boy 69 with his mom.
Yo, that was for real, like, disturbing.
It was crazy. There was I don't want to assume any ethnicity there. What would you have guessed?
No, it was, I don't have to guess. I literally saw it. It was a Middle Eastern boy.
Some type of, yeah.
Having sex with his mom.
I was trying to pinpoint it.
But if you see something that triggers your, like, sensibilities, you should report it to the staff. And I was like, I'm not going to tell the lady who's bringing us margaritas that a Middle Eastern boy is humping his mom.
The whole staff was Persian. They would have been like, oh.
Dude, you're saying Middle Eastern culture is free use.
It was. That's honestly.
No, but no, I didn't want to be
month.
A cultural.
Byron Allen owns the weather.
Yeah.
So wait, the blacks control the weather? I knew it. Dude.
Basically, the Jews. The blacks are the Jews.
Blacks are the Jews.
Damn, I don't want to cross these. I don't want to put these dots together. But my mind's automatically doing it.
You did it.
So the Jews do control.
The Jews do control.
Although
the Byron
I
Allen,
say,
black Israelite, Jew. Their stereotypes even is better
is that,
there.
Who he said, Indians or something? I don't even know stereotypes.
I don't even know.
I got MIB flash from all my stereotypes. When Biden got that last electoral vote, I was like.
What?
Who eats what now?
Who controls all the money?
The Italians? I don't understand.
Do the Italians control all the money?
The only thing I remember is that black people are the true Israelites. That's the only thing I
maintain.
Because
well,
I was thinking about it as I got
because that's not a stereotype. That's just the truth.
Exactly. Come on, man. If you doubt me, check my Twitter. I actually posted most of Hitler's writings. He
pretty
libeled
much.
Hitler?
Yes.
That's such a weird twist of logic. Like, look, Hitler said...
like, that wasn't actually Hitler, so he's fine.
He like footnoted his like bibliography was like, Hitler, page 32.
Yeah.
It was like, Jews, get your fucking... It was but, Hitler's
oh, yeah.
bestseller. Knock it the fuck off, Jews.
Could you cut it out? I'm trying to run a damn country.
No, all those books are like, get your fucking shit now, pussy.
Yeah. How to be a kick-ass woman.
Yeah.
That was Hitler's first book. It was like 10 ways to be a kick-ass Nazi.
Dude.
I don't know anything. It's I true. Do know racism's gone.
Done. It's gone.
January?
Oh, 40 more days. Yeah,
we still got 40 more days to get out some bad words. So get them out. If you got them in there, if you feel like you have a bad word in you, get it out quietly.
Safely.
Secret. Maybe in your own car.
I think you got to safely dispose them. You have to like put them in like a box.
Yeah, it's like nuclear.
Bury
them. It's like nuclear waste. You got to build a mountain in Nevada just to shove them in.
Yeah, I'm going to
have should
a have
a cave site. That you just open is just like the N-word.
Ah!
20 million N-word. All right.
That's no good.
This is.
Yes, there you go.
That is good. That's very funny. That's where we store our nuclear waste and all the N-words we say.
Hop over some fucking cheeseburgers.
Not some cheeseburgers. Some breakfast. All right, we got to close this thing. We're
yeah,
breakfast.
So we'll be cool. That'll be nice. I'm excited to get Psychnol out. Excited to do fucking Soul Joel's fucking outdoor gig.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
yank
tight.
You off stage, dude. And fuck it. You say one thing in Biden's America that I don't like.
My feet are
first
too
First of
strong.
All, if you see a comedian right now in Biden's America, if you don't like what they're saying, rush the stage. And
punch them in the fucking mouth.
You have to fight them, dude.
What did you say?
Yeah.
Banks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just banks.
Yeah.
It's not even government. They issue the government's money. The government doesn't issue its own money.
Dude, I'm telling you, the,
pretty
day,
wild,
the day's
right?
come, dude. Catholics and Jews, dude. It's fucking me.
Except
and,
the Rothschilds. You guys are out.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Me and David Graeber, dude. R.I.P.
Rothschilds. We're coming for you.
Poisonous thoughts listening to this thing. And finally, I'm like, you know, I'm trying to like really check in when I hear, when I have like a judgmental thought, I try to identify like what exactly what was the thought. And I checked in with myself and it was like, this is gay as hell. I was scrubbing a dish. I'm like, this is gay as hell.
It
I
is.
Was like, that was, I was like trying to like, what was the thought I had? I was like, This is gay as hell. Like this is 100. Dude, it was
it's funny. Both of our minds are just YouTube comment sections. Like, I'm like, does this show fucking suck because it's gay? Yes, it's so fucking gay.
You just get. Like,
what if you? What, like, do you want a super hot baby right now? Like, it's weird. I do. I want to feed it to the fucking cabal. I'm joining the cabal.
You're saying all the right things.
I need a hot dog to send to the White House.
Dude.
All that matters is
death
the
to negofags. Death to
absolute
all negofags.
Death to all the negofags. Look, I get it. If you're a negofag, trust me, I've been there. I've been trapped in this prison of being a negofag.
Yep.
You don't always have to be a negative faggot your whole life.
Yeah, I saw this thing and it sucked. Everything I watch isn't good. Yeah, dude. So Bob Dylan did. He didn't like anything he watched. Became a hit fucking songwriter. But
yeah, man.
Or he could have sat in his room and fucking cried like a.
Yeah, he could have just made songs and be like, sometimes I listen to the Beatles and I don't think they're good. And the Rolling Stones are faggots.
What did TWT say, dude? Tightwad team.
My team, I got some new tightwads. I just signed with a new agency. Please let me get in trouble for calling Jewish people tightwads.
I might have to pause. I wish I had the capability of making that like public access, like rainbow thing right now. Like pause emergency broadcasting, dude. Oh my god.
Damn.
Oh fuck.
Especially in Alex Jones' voice, Taiwan. What do you think your agents, Taiwan's?
Oh fuck! Oh.
Damn!
Jackson, get the fuck out of here!
Damn, dude! I'm crying, baby.
That's so fucking funny. Dude.
What do you think of that? That was the time the guy showed me him and his friend throwing a Nazi salute in front of a swastika. And I was like, you know, you guys got some fascists in the bar? And the bartender was like, no fascistas, no. I was like, that guy just showed me a picture of him in front of a flaming swastika. I was like, yeah, you want to see something cool? I was like, dude, that's not that cool. That's wild.
Damn, dude, he took a chance. He opened up.
He did.
He's like, well, I kind of like this guy, and maybe we can bond.
Maybe he can be a Nazi.
Maybe he's a Nazi. That's a fucking risk.
That's risky. That's like maybe someday society will be, you know, more accepting of fascists like that. But for now, that's like being a gay dude back in the day where you were like,
true.
Do you want to hook up? And then he just tapped your fucking foot, shot, beat up.
He tapped your foot under the stall. Yeah. In the United States, you're like, yeah, we can't fuck kids here. We don't fuck kids here. It's wrong.
Damn, think how crazy the other billionaires must think that is.
Yeah, then you go
if
to
you're
like
a billionaire in Thailand, just like, what did you say? Like, yeah, we can't even fuck 9-year-olds.
It's like, what? Don't judge me, dude.
What?
Well, they're like, I mean, dude, it's like, well, I was talking to a guy today who was hipping me to some news that was like, of like using sex slaves, and once they're done, physically chopping them up for parts, and it's like selling, I guess, like their organs and shit. I didn't read the full thing, but it's like there's parts of the world where it's just like, oh, they're just like, oh, we're for sure gonna fuck this thing. And then chop it up. Like, what's after we're done fucking? Like a horse at the glue factory. It's like, all right, we'll chop it up.
Yeah,
sell,
you think when like a sex slave like breaks its leg, like, ah, we gotta just put this thing down.
For sure. Do you think it's like almost like trans, where there's guys who are like,
I can't wait to be a Nazi.
They they get it home and they like slowly put on the fucking all like the stuff and like dress like Hitler and like, if only the world would accept me.
Yeah.
Possibly. I chap your ass.
He's like, they died. Those men, you're going to tell me they didn't die for a... And I was like, finish that.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, it wasn't the best cause. But there was still... And I was like, all right. So you don't
shame
keep,
they stood for something.
You don't keep fucking... You think in Germany they still have like, oh, here's Himmler. Here's his statue. I mean, sure, he did some bad things.
Yeah, we're down at Himmler Square.
He was up to some not bad things. But I'll tell you what, he died honorably.
True. And at the end of the day, he, you know, he planned.
He fought hard. He was a good general.
He had a vision.
If you could ramp into the White House.
How much do you think the Trumps had dirt bikers to the White
House?
What
if the one in a trillion chance you hit Donnie? Just he happens to be out walking. You do die of that. That's literally the greatest assassination.
If he dies via dirt bike.
Dirt bike accident.
And you lived.
You did survive. They'd have to let you go. That would be a case where people would be like, all right, that one's.
It's an accident. That's like Cheney's. That's Cheney's hunting accident. It's like, dude, I caught fucking air, ended up into the fucking White House.
Don got under me.
Don got under my tie.
Don got under me.
Don got under the tires. It's a street bike, dirt bike, so obviously you can do both.
That's fucking sick, Semper Tyrannus, dude.
Damn, man. I'm a pedophile, but that doesn't stop me from fucking you right now. She's 16.
Like, America, think about this. And you go home and be like, these motherfuckers, these fucking black motherfuckers keep crying. Like, holy shit. He would leave a job writing like the, basically like shaping the national discourse in America, yeah, and then just go home and be like, oh, dude, black people say they're tired. Why don't they fucking try sleeping a little earlier?
Damn. Which
is so funny. You can only do if you're married, which you can just ask. You won't get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
There isn't a lot of, yeah, I don't think they really have that. You can, when you're married, you know, a lot of married dudes are like, oh, I'm going to give my wife a couple extra glasses of wine tonight. Ha-ha. I think that's cool. I think,
yeah, I'm about to rape my wife after this.
Boy, I you watch.
The whole thing.
What? His takes on abortion?
Free Cosby?
I didn't see the Free Cosby thing, actually.
He got into Free Cosby, which rules.
What'd he say?
I agree with his stance. Give $1 million to every mother.
I think it was hyperbole.
Free weed.
Free weed.
Free sick. Bill Cosby.
Free bar.
And pro-life.
His name, but he lost.
Yeah, black guys let me down this week.
Did they really?
Normally, that's like a UFC rule. Black versus white, bet black.
Yeah.
White versus Asian, bet white.
True.
Asian versus black, Asian.
Wow.
That's a tricky one. I had it figured out for a while. But then the Asians started letting me down. They started getting rocked. We just got in a fight at a restaurant in Florida for any scream the N-word.
Did he?
Yeah, of course he did.
He broke it. He smashed the emergency glass. Yeah. Yeah. Shit, I meant to call 911. No, I yelled the N-word.
There was no remorse. Dude. He socked the geezer. Was standing outside. He was like, "If you touch me, I will send you to a different fucking planet." Like it was. Yeah. Platinum. He's my guy.
He's a grandfathered in white guy for saying the N-word.
Yeah, he's allowed. He's allowed, dude, for sure. Where he was like, man, fuck those dudes on the red. They're cocksuckers. And I was like, I love my fans, dude.
Well, it's kind of like.
And then, like, 2 months later, they were like, you know, Shane's actually a fat gay retard who sucks, right? And I was like, who the fuck are these guys?
You've kind of been economically boning everybody over forever. And it's like, ah, they're starting to catch on to this. You're like, what do we do? I'll be like, oh, race war? Like, perfect. Throw it in there. So I don't know.
Perhaps.
Again, it could just be we're all retarded. That's the other thing, too. Where
I think,
like,
yes.
I would have fought extra hard.
You have to fight extra
hard. I would have dug it out, dude. If you got fucking hobbled up, I'd be podcasting my ass off, dude, just to fucking. If you Hawkins'd out and I had to do this whole thing, I would never lose, dude.
Just came in like.
He's dead, right?
Black people are lazy.
And the facial recognition for black faces is really bad. So, like, they're trying.
Damn, so for freedom, we might have to go all blackface to
fight these. We might have to Braveheart.
Wow.
We might have to Braveheart for freedom.
That's a nice twist. That's probably why they don't want us in blackface, dude. Government cracked down hard on blackface lately.
Exactly.
Because the deep state knows.
The deep state knows.
The only true way to beat them is just go full blackface. Oh, here we go. Ha ha. I'm so filled with cum. Are you in eighth grade?
Funds. And I'm like, dude. Like,
I'm going to kill myself.
And I'm like, I am mentally ill. I am a danger to myself and others. Please give me my $500 back.
Like, I might shoot up a fucking building, dude. I got to get rid of this thing. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, I need that $500 or I might shoot up a mall.
So
God damn it, the Patreon episode sucked. We had to bring in a fucking retarded guy. Just knock it off, Bill.
Don't fuck, man. Damn,
you don't F with me.
You got one turn in the hot seat and you fucking turned off.
Yeah. No. Immediately. No.
Wow. Really?
If they're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I forget the chant.
Racist, sexist, anti-gay.
Yeah.
Shane Gillis, go away.
Got hit with a couple of those.
Yeah. When I see people doing
if they yelled that at you and a trans ran at you, what if it was a trans woman?
Yeah, if you're a trans woman, you look like a man, I'll knock you out.
That bums me out.
No, that was a perfectly logical reaction.
I was defending LeMayor, but it does.
I know
does
you're trying to tell a story, but the shorts are so fucked up looking. You look fucked up, dude.
It's your legs. They're so hairy.
It's so fucked up.
This is all I had. I'm trying not to smell like shit. I leave tomorrow.
To be totally honest and frank,
It's kind of like a thought from the hood, dude. Just fucking, yes, just, these tiny just fucking legs. Yes. Those legs and those J's, bro.
J's, black J's with no.
Lemaire or Nate, how many bands would it take for you to dance right now?
For real.
Nate, if I took you to Rainbow tomorrow,
he would fucking, he'd go nuts.
I'd fly home first class.
Anyway.
The squad did it, dude. Lemaire dressed like a complete dun. Oh, wait, hold on. Tell that story because that is extremely funny. No,
tell
it's great.
Tell a story.
It's great.
All right. So what happened was, we were just sitting out back smoking, having a good time, just me and Lemaire by ourselves at the after party. And then a paper ball.
Hold on. I knocked on the fence.
I didn't hear that.
I knocked on the fence and I was going, what are you guys doing over there?
I'd never heard that.
I know. That's all me.
They were hanging out with Pat McAfee and Jelly Roll.
Yeah. But they had left at this point. It was just me. It was just us two back there, right?
You guys.
Sean.
Okay. I think it was
just you two.
Sus climbers. You guys are climbers.
No. We were in the back. They came out after us.
Wait, what?
Holy shit.
Yo.
Thank you, Lemaire.
Yo.
Thank you, Lemaire. I needed that.
Damn, I need somebody to take the heat off of me.
Lemaire's the ultimate, bro. He's paying me back for last night.
Why are your feet like that? What are you doing?
My feet?
Yes, you're pigeon-toed, bro.
While you're telling stories,
I'm actually pigeon-toed.
I swear to God, you're going like this while you're talking.
I'm actually pigeon-toed.
Fucking crazy. I know we were joking earlier about you being zesty as soon as you got to LA.
Nate is thick and bow-legged, bro. Nate is a fucking hood prize, bro.
Oh, no.
When I see you in shorts like that, it's like, yo, he is definitely a black dude from fucking Reading. Like, you could see him on Frankfurt Ave. You would see this guy walking down the street.
Nate, no. can I see you blow bubblegum and pop it real quick?
Oh, this is dead.
Nate, we're just having fun.
I need more vodka. Nate, can I have vodka?
A little more vodka.
A little more vodka, please.
Give him a different cup.
There's no good cups down there.
Lemaire, pour from the simp cup. Lemaire needs worse cup. Lemaire, fill up the simp cup.
Well, that's his cup.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's actually go 360 on this. We're at the after party. We're at the after party and we're sitting there. It was a giant fence. Lemaire and Nate were smoking weed behind the fence. I heard them back there. I smelled what they were doing. Knocked on the fence and said, what are you guys doing back there? No answer. So I took all the tissues in my pocket from all night. I had like 40 tissues in my pocket and I threw them over the fence.
It was like a full
they
snowball.
They all landed on Lemaire's head. Just luck of the draw.
You sucked my battleship.
100%
I guess.
Sucked
I was like F7.
Analogy.
F7.
That's perfect battleship.
Toss him over, sunk Lemaire. And Nate, honestly, it was pretty admirable.
It was me going full bro.
Yep. Yeah. Nate, excuse me, sorry about that. Nate, sticking to the bro code,
Nate. Because Lemaire went, what was that?
Lemaire was pissed.
Yeah.
Lemaire, I was already pissed about you calling him simp, but he goes, Lemaire pissed off, understandably, it was a bunch of fucking tissues. I don't know what I did in these, they were snotted up. I fucking threw them over the head. Lemaire goes, what the fuck? And Nate goes, and
Lemaire. They were used?
Yeah, for sure. And then. It could have been pizza grease. I don't know.
They landed so heavy. They were dense when they hit Lemaire.
Well, I didn't think about it.
Crystallized with snot.
I never thought about how loud we must be outside.
We're so high up. We're so high up. We're so high up.
Other rooms, I mean.
Maybe.
Fuck them.
That's their problem. So, Lemaire gets fucking tissues.
Everyone goes to bed in L.A. at 9 p.m.
Yeah, what is that, dude? The
city is disgusting.
It sucks. Sucks.
As an avid drinker, L.A. sucks.
Wake up.
Worst town for an alcoholic.
Wake up.
I'm more of a Buffalo guy.
Buffalo's great.
For real.
That's a good drinking town right there.
You go fucking snowing again?
3 a.m., get a stinger.
Bitch, we got to get blacked out.
To be fair, Buffalo has no other choice.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
I like that.
That's why I like Dublin. You go to a city where they're like, hey, it's fucking raining again. You got to head down there. You know?
Yeah.
Everybody's hiking.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
These fucking. By the way, can these people stop hiking? Shut up about hiking.
Hiking's kind of nice.
Yeah, you we built civilization so you didn't have to hike.
Wearing those shorts, talking to me about hiking. By the way, Nate, you've never gone fucking hiking.
I have.
What was your biggest hike?
I don't have a distance to it, but it was
walking outside doesn't count.
He took three cum walks. You don't hike, dude. Obviously, you don't fucking hike.
I used to hike. I used to hike in Jersey.
Where'd you hike?
Are you talking about walking dogs?
No. No, I mean, no. Not all the time. Yeah, but no.
Rucking, that doesn't count for rucking. having an eighth an ounce of cum on your fucking shirt.
It weighs you down.
That's gross. I'm mad I said that.
No, dude.
It's all right. It's all right. The viewer understands.
Can we bring it all back to the fact that we're celebrating life?
We're celebrating life.
This is just a celebration of life.
Celebration of life, dude. It's. I mean, what an ambiguous phenomenon life is. You get hung up on, you know, some fun jokes at the ESPYs. You're literally missing the point. We're having fun.
I wish.
Which
I
brings
was,
me to the next point, dude. The View.
I wish I was watching The View. I know we're having fun right now.
I just wish, John Hamm.
I was watching The View. So that I could understand comedy the way Joy Behar does. You know, hilarious comedian Joy Behar? What was that one joke she told that everyone likes? Never once, ever. But yeah. No, I get it. They didn't like it. It wasn't for them. If they liked it, I would have been like, oh, that sucked.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
You are Whoopi, dude.
It's literally not for the ladies of The View. Like, literally.
It's specifically designed for them to go, I didn't like it.
Yeah. There you go. It's crazy they never have like any kind of like, you know what, actually, I kind of saw the nuance in it. It's just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're here to not like things.
Yeah, but like why though? You got to ask yourself.
No, but they love like Hamilton.
Hamilton sucks.
I will say, hold on, time out.
He is Whoopi.
Time out. I cried at the end of Hamilton, I'll be honest.
Look,
I cried at the end of Hamilton,
fellas,
I did.
Fellas, if I saw
his fucking son died, dude.
If I saw
his
Hamilton,
son died.
If I saw Hamilton live, I would fucking love it. I have no doubt in my mind, if I saw Hamilton, if I went in there going, dude, fucking bullshit, this shit sucks. 5 minutes into Hamilton, I'd be going, this is really good. These guys are great.
He told his son to not ever give up. His son entered a duel and he died. And he goes, that's on me. His son died. And that's his guilt he had to carry.
And isn't it ironic that he died the same way?
Yeah.
Well, it's all up. Just, you know, it's just true.
Aaron Burr, sir.
Yeah, Burr. Burr dropped his ass. Burr said, what'd you say, pussy? Shut the fuck up. Who played Burr in the play? Please tell me they let a white guy play Burr. Damn, that would have been funny. The one white guy.
Freeze!
Put your fucking hands off!
I learned a lot about your bro Lafayette from the Hamilton.
Lafayette.
Yeah, he was a beast in Hamilton.
Bro. He is the bro.
He was great.
Him and Hamilton were bros. Yeah. They were both like adopted sons of George Washington. It was pretty sick. Yeah. I never saw the gay play, but...
They said Hamilton's from Puerto Rico.
He was from the Caribbean, for sure.
His mom was like a...
His mom was a whore. No,
he was the bastard orphan of a son of a whore. Yeah.
Well, his mom was married to a guy, and then apparently something went on with them, and his mom like split off and you know left the guy, and then got pregnant by another guy.
So they were like whore.
Yeah, I mean,
prostitute from Puerto Rico. No, I think I could be wrong, but I think it's an American folktale that he was from such rags to riches, which American history loves to do that. Abraham Lincoln's from a log cabin, which I think he actually was, but so is fucking everybody.
Yeah. Like, LeBron James is a poor 15-year-old, you know? Yeah. Like, same story.
But he wasn't?
Was he not poor?
He was definitely a poor. He was not a poor 15-year-old.
He was definitely a poor kid.
He was in one of those schools where they're like stealthily giving you money.
Yeah, eventually, once they found out he was fucking 6'8",
once he jumped over the hoop of a fucking basketball.
They go, here's a fucking car.
Yeah, that's doesn't count.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure LeBron did it.
Yeah, once you jump over a kid in high school, they're like, yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you need. You do have to give LeBron that credit. He jumped so high that fucking buildings got constructed. He's that guy.
He jumped so high, they built a school. They're like, all right, yeah, fucking.
They go, all right, well, we got to fund Akron. I know the zipper factory shut down, but they got this new fucking kid that's dunking. LeBron rules.
LeBron. Yeah, they did. LeBron jumped so high, bro. They ran back NAFTA. They're like, all right, we got to cut. We got to amend some of NAFTA.
Don't. You know my triggers.
My bad.
Don't bring up NAFTA.
My bad.
Especially when we're talking about Akron.
True.
Invented the zipper, bro. They should still be making zippers.
When you say, oh, they invented the zipper like itself?
The zipper.
I thought you were talking about the carnival ride.
Or I don't know if they, they might have.
Carnival ride is sick, bro.
Oh, we invented every carnival ride.
Dude, I went on a Ferris wheel with my kids recently, and I was like, they're like, this is crazy. I was like, you guys should go on the zipper.
You have no idea.
Nuts. Imagine if you're on a Ferris wheel and it fucking did a full revolution. They're like,
imagine how peaceful and serene this Ferris wheel is. Imagine fearing for your life. How come theme park rides aren't that scary? And then you get on a fucking plane and you're like, holy shit.
Dude, when I was maybe 5 or 6 years old, my parents brought me on the Big Bad Wolf in Busch Gardens in Virginia.
I've been on that.
I remember, dude, yes. I remember being 6 years old and being like, here comes the water. I'm going to die next to my dad and mom. And they just laughed at me. And I was like, I'm terrified
you
for my life.
Grabbed your mom's inner thigh and grinded her. What the fuck was that?
I should have alerted the staff. Grok told me, they're like, yo, if you're uncomfortable, alert the staff. Be discreet about it, but
listened to Grok lately.
Yeah, true.
Grok's on one.
True.
Grok was probably like, fucking get him out of the pool. Grok was probably like, wait, who's in the pool?
It does suck if you spend $7 billion building an AI and it's like, actually, Hitler was there. Yeah. You're like, all right, fuck.
Shut it down.
God damn it.
Try again. Keep doing it. The AI. And no, that, you know, whatever. That's fine.
It doesn't
that's
matter.
What you're gonna do. But I'm saying I transflags churches out there. That's fine.
I will say that I kind of fuck with Megachurch. Megachurch is sick. Everyone hates Megachurch.
Matt.
Bro, imagine Matt, church, but Matt, mega.
Matt. on paper, I hear what you're saying. Imagine if church was more mega, which is for real what they were saying in 1,200 building cathedrals. Going, dude, imagine if this church was fucking mega. Build the sickest building anyone's ever seen.
And jam.
Dude, when Michelangelo built the Sistine Chapel,
he was like, stop with the Michelangelo,
yo,
bro.
Yo, did you ask Grok how to pronounce that, you bitch? Shut up about AI, dude. Don't even know words.
I will say this. If you ask the Desert Fathers, they did have a prophecy saying, like, look, what we're doing in the 4th century is sick. We're walking away from the Roman Empire. But people in the future are going to deal with a society just, like, way more decadent, way more corrupt. And the people who turn from that will be the true Desert Fathers. And they will be the most spiritually enriched people, way more than we could ever dream to be. That's a prophecy from the Desert Fathers, bro.
I'd like to go back in time. And punch the desert. I would like to, if I build, a lot of people are like, if I had a time machine, I would kill Hitler. Not me. I would land in the Desert Father's tent and go, I'm from the future, dude. You guys are fucking being gay as shit. Just beat their fucking ass. Wear them the fuck out. Start raining out of nowhere. Just exploding through a tent wall going, I'm from the future.
I drank 10 grams of creatine today.
I got shit faced in Beverly Hills. You fucking dumbass.
You have no idea what I'm dealing with.
I fucking hosted the ESPYs last night.
it's a sports show for
hello.
The Desert Fathers would have no fucking clue what it is.
No concept.